Hello, fellow team members. It's Amy with That's What They Said. I am so excited that this podcast is going well. This is going to be episode number 3. So we have talked to Madison Smith. We have talked to Tyler Cope. We've learned quite a bit of things about them. And again, they're great, great, great guys. So thank you for volunteering to do the podcast. We are going to be changing things up a little bit. I've received great feedback from you guys on some things that you would like to see in the podcast. So we're going to try to implement those as best as we can. First thing is you're going to notice that they're going to be a little bit shorter. They were a little long, and so we have decided to make them a little bit shorter so it's easier to listen to throughout the workday. And also remember that you can listen to them on your phone through the app Anchor. If you have any questions, you can call me and I can help you out with that. And they're also going to be a little bit more structured, a little bit less random things. So we're going to have specific questions that we're going to ask. So they all kind of sound the same but different. It just makes it a little bit more appealing to you guys. So we will be adding those changes. If you have any other recommendations, please feel free to email me and let me know. I would love, love, love your feedback. This week, we are going to be talking to Miss Amber Carmack. She works in our client service center. She has been at CFSB for a fairly short amount of time. So she is one of our newer team members, not newest, but newer. So we're going to get to know her a little bit. So I'm very excited for you to meet Miss Amber Carmack. Here she is. Hey guys, it's Amy and
Amber.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
I just hit my finger. So we are in the client service center, and the lovely client service center team has put a note/sign on the window that says don't be nervous, but I think maybe Amber's a tiny bit nervous, but that's okay. So after this is over, you have to give her a shout out so you can tell her all of the fun things that you learned about her and how much you enjoyed it. So how's your day?
It's going good. It's been a little busy. It always is up here as our wonderful team members to sit with us realize that we do quite a few things more than they realize. But it's been good. I've been able to just relax today, so it's nice.
Yes. I always tell in every single new team member training that the client service center is my favorite place to shadow and that they should always shadow because there is so much going on. I remember when I first started, I think it was my first actual day here. That's what I did, was I came up here and I shadowed. And I was like, what in the world? And so this was a while ago, and you didn't do as much then as you do now. So I couldn't imagine. But okay, so like I said in the intro, we are going to make this a little bit more structured so we don't go down rabbit holes. So I do have some questions that I'm going to ask Amber, and so we're going to just get right to it. So first question. What are you most passionate about outside of work?
I am very passionate about my family, which some of you guys have got to meet, my husband Brian, and my Henri, where I don't know where he gets it from, little 3, almost 4-year-old son named James. He's almost 4. He turns 4 the day before my birthday. That was an early birthday present.
I remember. Side note. See, this is where I get in trouble. So Amber and I worked together at Regions before we were both here at CFSB. Mm-hmm. And I threw you your baby shower for Jace. And that was a long time ago.
And you made my cute little door decoration.
Oh, your wreath. Yes, I forgot all about that.
I still have that, actually. Aww. It hung forever in his room, and he loved it. And I told him, and he loves hearing about Miss Amy, Mr. Lee, and Aaron, so I talk about you guys a lot.
Well, that's so sweet. I remember when he was born, and Landon and I came to the hospital that night, and I remember holding him.
Well, you were the one that when I called to say, hey, I'm not coming into work the next day, you were like, what? Oh my gosh.
You're having a baby.
Yes. I was like, sorry, I'm going to be out for 6 weeks.
Yes. Okay, so yes. I remember that very, very well. I forgot about the wreath, though.
Yeah.
I did forget about that.
My family, I'm a very proud aunt to several nieces and nephews. I'm probably going to be the one that you mess with my niece and nephew, you're going to have me to deal with because no one messes with them. But I love them. My youngest nephew, from my baby sister, James. Jace and James are only 10 days apart. We were both pregnant at the same time. So they're super close and love to be together and have fun and stuff. So it's always great to be with my nieces and nephews. I can never get enough of them.
That's awesome. I totally understand because I'm really close to my nieces and nephews as well, as you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is your most significant challenge that you have faced so far? So this can be like within life or just like today or whatever. Today, my most significant challenge is staying cool because I'm burning up.
It's a little warm here today. I think truthfully, my biggest challenge was finding out about a heart condition that I never knew I had, and actually was kind of worried about it affecting the pregnancy. Even now with Jace, I found out Jace was really only 6 weeks old. I ended up going in the hospital thinking I was going to have my gallbladder taken out, and ended up in critical care unit because my heart rate dropped apparently horribly and was down like in the 30s. And come to find out, in your upper and lower chamber of your hearts, you have these little nodes that tell your heart when they're supposed to pulse. Well, apparently my bottom one never formed, so my entire life I've been only having like a 50% heart. So needless to say, first time mother, that I was spastic and did not want to be away from my son, and which is horrible. So we monitored everything. I had like a heart specialist and a cardiologist that was having to take care of me. And about 2 years later, it was finally getting to the point where it was getting really bad. I apparently was turning blue at work. My lips were blue. I was cold all the time, which Brian thought it was just me being ornery and being cold. So I was always covered in blankets. But I ended up having a pacemaker. So I was one of the youngest that they've had in a while.
Yeah.
And so that was just a challenge because I couldn't play with Jace like I wanted to. And, you know, I want to be a very active mom with him. So after having that, I think the first reaction my mom had when she came and saw me, she burst into tears. She said, "Your cheeks are actually pink."
Aww.
And stuff. And just, it felt weird feeling a racing heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of thing. So now it's just, I'm so grateful for each day that I have, because it could have gone really wrong, you know, for what we thought was, because I ended up having Jace 2 weeks early because of high blood pressure. And so there would be alarms going off when we were in labor, and that we thought was just my high blood pressure. Well, it was my heart rate dropping. Mm-hmm. And it got down, I think they said about 25.
Wow.
During labor. So things could have gone a lot worse for Jace than what they are. So I'm very grateful to have him here. And I just decided, you know, I was going to get myself healthier, because not many people are given a second chance to make, you know, to have a better life. And I was going to make the most of it. So never ignore your body.
Yes.
When you don't
listen
feel good,
to your body.
Listen to your body. And when someone says you're being silly about being cold, you know, there might be another reason why you're not.
Yeah, pacemakers are scary, because Aaron has a pacemaker.
Yes.
And
you guys were a big support for me afterwards.
Yeah, he
asked me questions.
He got his when he was 20, so that was very scary. He flatlined. Yeah. I mean, that was, and he had told people, doctors, like, "That's what I need. I need a pacemaker. But he was so young, they didn't, like, believe him. And then he flatlined, and they were like, "Okay, in 30 minutes, you're going to get a pacemaker." So they are kind of scary. But once you have them, you're a whole different person, you know, because you have energy, your heart's beating like it should, and stuff like that. So, yeah, so I would say that's definitely something that you've had to, that's been a challenge for you, for sure. Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. Okay. 3 random facts about Amber Carmack.
This one's probably going to get me teased a little, but that's okay. I love the smell of books.
No, I do too.
Especially old books. I don't know what it is. I am the one that will go into the bookstore, even if I'm not going to buy it, and I will smell it.
I love it.
And I think it's, for me, is I have such a huge love of books itself. And I always tease/blame my mom when she would say I was reading too much as a kid, is because my parents and family would always read to me. So reading to me is such a huge, important thing, especially reading to a child. So even on nights when I'm so exhausted and I could not read, I don't want to read, Brown Bear again, yeah, yeah. 20 times, I will still read it because I want him to enjoy reading. Mm-hmm. And I think if you read something that you love, you grow up enjoying it. Because
absolutely.
I'm the oldest of three girls, and I'm the only one of my three sisters that loves to read. That it was a chore for them, but me, I'm constantly asking, yeah, what's the next book that I want to read.
I love it.
So I love the smell of old books.
Yes.
Silly. I actually went to culinary school.
Yeah.
So I love to bake. I am nowhere near as good as Miss Lisa Woods or Kelly Smith Meyer.
Don't let her fool you. She can make a mean dessert.
Or even Crystal Blackwood, because she was amazing with food. But I do love to cook and to bake and stuff, so I'm always trying little experiments. They don't always look good, but at least they taste good.
Yeah.
So I figure that's good.
I am not a baker. I can't bake anything. Lena wanted a birthday cake, I think it was 2 years ago, and I forgot to put the water in the cake. I was like, why is it so dry on the one of the layers? I can't remember which one. But I remember it on the second layer. I was like, oh, that's what it is. But
that would do it.
You know, he didn't care. He didn't notice. It was bad. I'm not very good at it.
Let's see. And a third thing. I actually, growing up, until I got into high school, and I really did not have a supportive math teacher. I had a teacher who made fun of me because I struggled in math. But I always wanted to be a marine biologist.
Yeah.
I love the ocean. I love dolphins and killer whales. So I actually wanted to be like one of the heads of SeaWorld and take care of animals. So I always wanted to do that. It was either that, toss up between marine biologists, or be a paleontologist after I watched Jurassic Park.
very intriguing. It was motivating. Jurassic Park.
Yes, exactly. So I'm the one that still wants to watch Jurassic Park when it comes.
I understand that, because I wanted to be a storm chaser after I watched Twister before. Like, I went through a phase.
I have a best friend that wants to be a storm chaser.
I went through that phase, so I totally get it. Okay, these are our quick answer questions that we're doing with everybody. So, favorite book?
Pride and Prejudice. Well, it's a tie-up.
Okay.
Pride and Prejudice and the Anne of Green Gables series, which I'm actually starting to read. I always love it because I think I related to Little Orphan Annie, because I kind of felt like I didn't fit in when I was little, because unfortunately kids can be so mean.
Mm.
So you always want to believe. So I think that's why I turned to books, because it was my way to escape.
Escape life.
And I had friends.
Yeah, you had friends. Characters.
I have friends
that are characters that I think about often, that I'm like, I wonder how they're doing, and I wonder if their story continued. No, I totally get it. Yes. Okay. I've never read Pride and Prejudice. I don't know why, because I love books, and that's right up my alley.
Jane
so
Austen.
I know that's. I don't even understand why I haven't done that in my life. I'm gonna have to do that.
You will have to.
Okay, favorite quote.
It's a quote from a movie, but it related to me in life. It's by Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
It's, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent."
I love it.
And I think, especially in this day and time, when you hear so many people facing horrible situations and things being handled horribly, I think it's important to remember you're no better than nobody, than anyone mm-hmm. else. You may not agree with someone's lifestyle or their views or something, but you know what? You have to answer how you treat and mm-hmm. how you, what you say in the end. So, you know, you got to be grateful and not ashamed of what you see looking back at night.
I love that. I love that.
So
because
that's always
it's just
a
like
quote for me.
I love that. I love the fact that, you know, and Kathy Seaford says this all the time, like, you're as happy as you make up your mind to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't let other people determine your joy. You can't let other people determine your success. You are in control. And so I love that. I struggle with that, but I love that.
I struggle with it too.
So it's too we'll easy. Work on it together.
Yes. It's very easy when someone's been kind of not so nice to you to let it affect the rest of your day.
So, yeah, you're right.
So it's a chore.
But it's okay, because we're going to move on.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this was fun. Hey, listen, guys, we've wrapped this up in 12 minutes and 20-something seconds, which is super, super good for me. I stayed very quiet, I want you to know, so we could learn more about Amber instead of me. but this was good. I appreciate you,
thank you
volunteering your information. Amber was the first person after the very first podcast to email me and say, hey, I'll volunteer.
Yeah.
And so I was like, right on, we're going to do this. So super, super fun. I hope that everyone enjoyed the new format. It's little bit easier to listen to, maybe. And we will be back next week with another special guest. So say bye, guys.
Bye.